This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your girl K-Dot back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is, and you already know the vibes. Shout out to all my day ones, all my supporters. I appreciate you guys. Season 5 is coming soon. Don't worry. We're going to have some music. My boy Lav got something special for y'all. Stay tuned. But another the reason why I had to come out with a bonus today is because BG just sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. From what we are being told, this is just a formality because they want to let the world know that, listen, this we're a serious legal system. You got to respect it. You know, let everything play out in its proper process, according to Russian officials. And all we could do is just be patient from here and see if they're going to do a swap and things of that nature. And I know everybody's mind is already made up of whether you're for it, against it, or whatever the case is. But bottom line is, she's an American citizen. I hope, you know, she does get home sooner than later. But that's just how I feel about it. And if you want more details about how I really feel about it, BG and Freedom, that's one of my episodes I put out there a little while ago, so you can get more in-depth analysis about that whole situation and where I'm at with that. But so that's all we have right now, just a waiting game. We also have Deshaun Watson, right? That's also a whole nother thing, and I feel like once again sides are divided, right? Whoever believes the 6 games was sufficient, whoever believes no, there should be way more games. Bottom line is the NFL decided to appeal what the judge that was appointed had ruled, and I believe they probably want him out for the season. Now, like I said, whether you're for it or against it, you know, just drop it on my social media. You know, you got K-Dot either on my Facebook, or you can go with, you know, the Ripple Effect _ K-Dot Instagram, which I know a lot of you guys tend to use, but you can definitely do it on Facebook, whatever you know, feel comfortable using. But bottom line is, I just want to hear your opinion. I want to know what side you're on, you know, for whatever reason. And the only thing I'll ask, the only condition, is just make sure your opinion is based off the facts and not the other way around. That's the only thing I request. But other than that, again, I've been following this Deshaun Watson case, like other cases, pretty close. I've been reading a lot of different articles, and every time something comes out, I'm pretty on top of it. The whole turn of events has just been interesting. So that's why I had to throw out this bonus episode, because it's just so much going on, and I didn't want you know, to think I, you know, wasn't going to mention it. And it's just too far off when my up-and-coming season is coming out, and hopefully there'll be some type of resolution before I come out with the new season, because as you guys know, NFL's back, right? Not quite. I know it's preseason. We're not even going to see Trevor Lawrence, and I know a lot of people are like, wait, what do you mean we're not going to see Trevor Lawrence? We're not going to see sunshine out there after the, you know, abysmal season that he had. Yeah, he did have a bad season, but you know what? There was also a bad culture, and you already know how I feel about culture, right? It's pretty much going to determine how well your ball club does, no matter what sport you play. Urban Meyer getting fired like 13 games in. What did you really expect? You know, he was supposed to be the guy for Trevor Lawrence in order to be successful, and the fact that you already know what happened with all that. And then, to make matters worse, his top receivers were out on injury. So it was just a whole recipe for disaster. Hopefully now, I believe it's Doug Peterson that's head coach, definitely knows how to command an offense, definitely knows how to win a Super Bowl, definitely knows how to communicate with his players, because he is known as a player's coach. So I think we're going to see a different season. They added some weapons too for Trevor Lawrence. He should definitely, it shouldn't be 17 interceptions this time. I'm willing to bet that he's going to have way more touchdowns than interceptions. That should definitely be hopefully the reverse, but we'll see what happens. There's a lot, right? You have Tua, and we already heard everything that's come out with the Dolphins and Stephen Ross and the Brian Flores and the tampering with Tom Brady, and how Tom Brady seems to always be caught up in some some mess, right? But it was like three teams, you know, that were impacted by that, and they took away a number one draft pick for the Dolphins, which is, I mean, everybody has their different takes about it, but honestly, everybody was like, oh, Tua's going to be on the hot seat because, look, you got Tyreek Hill, you know, don't sleep on Weddle, you know, I mean, they're built to do some really special things on the defensive end, too. I mean, they're looking to definitely be different. And by different, I mean dangerous. I think that's one of my sleeper teams for me personally. But, you know, everybody's going to have their own opinion about what they feel. But at the end of the day, it's important that we also know that my take on the fact that they're losing their first round pick means that Tua is not necessarily so much on the hot seat as we think he is, you know, because I think that first round pick was kind of like their security blanket, like, okay, Tua doesn't have a good game, then we already know we're going for a quarterback, you know, in the offseason. But who's to say that they probably weren't going to go for one anyway? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand how everything has to be so quick with these quarterbacks to really know what they're going to pan out to be. I don't think Tua was given a fair shot, just like Trevor Lawrence. I mean, it's, and other guys are given so many different chances, right? I mean, everybody's looking for that home run. Everybody's looking for that Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and yeah, I get it. Who isn't, right? But at the same time, there's going to be average quarterbacks, right? They're not necessarily going to be, you know, backups, but they're not necessarily going to be at the top of the league. They may fall somewhere in the middle. You know, Kirk Cousins, right? Joe Flacco. But, you know, Flacco did win a championship. You, as long as you get more of a game manager type quarterback, and you have a really good defense, run game. Because at the end of the day, you need a really good pass rush. You see all these great quarterbacks nowadays. You got to be able to stop the quarterback. You got to hurry up the quarterback. I mean, look what the Bills did, right? It's like, okay, they don't have Dable, okay, but I think Josh Allen is set. I think he's going to be good. I'm not going to say there's not going to be a little drop-off because you don't have your offensive coordinator, and of course that matters to a quarterback, especially in where he's at, but I honestly think he's going to be just fine. But what there was a really important piece that the Bills did do, which was pick up Von Miller. Like, you don't understand what that means, that you have such an electrifying offense, and now you have somebody, you know, that can get after the quarterback as well. That's going to be interesting. And by interesting meaning, you know, I hate to, you know, make all these predictions so early in the season to see who's going to go for it. But what I can tell you is that this is going to be the best football season that we've seen in a long time. And I know it's going to be pretty hard to top because last year was pretty good, especially when you're talking about the playoffs. I mean, like I said on previous episodes, I don't think we've seen that good of football in decades. Like, and I'm talking about in every conference. I'm talking about those divisional games. I'm talking about just late in the season, right when the playoffs started. I mean, when you think about San Francisco game with the Packers, you're thinking about the Bills with the Chiefs and how it ended, and with the Rams going on the run and how they had all that pressure coming in. They handled it with poise. You saw OBJ getting better and better after every game once he was acclimated to the offense, and I told y'all that was going to happen. Sucks that he got injured in the Super Bowl because I really, really wanted him to get the MVP just to shut all the haters up, you know, but it's okay. Still waiting to see what team he's going to land on. He's been working really hard with his trainer. If you guys been following, you know what I'm talking about. been hearing a lot of whispers, the Cowboys, the Packers. You know, you just never know. You just never know, especially with preseason. And that's mainly because, you know, guys are getting injured right now. You see some guys that are out. You see what's going on in Denver right now. Got a feel for Russell Wilson. I know this is not what he exactly signed up for, but you know what? He's a winner, classy guy. I'm sure he's not down at all. I'm sure he has the utmost confidence in that franchise in order to get what he needs in order for them to be successful, which is to ultimately win a championship. So this is what I mean. Like, this is why I had to come out with another episode for you guys, because it's just so much going on in sports. And like I said, if you guys have any other topics that you guys want to talk about, like, let me know, because Lord knows I can bring up any topic and go to town with it. But if you have something that you really want me to speak on, you could definitely let me know, and I will. You already know how I do. I'm currently in the middle of a couple books. Like I mentioned, like, in a little snippet, did a little video earlier. But if you didn't get a chance to check it out, I'm going to tell you right now, Myron Roll, you guys may have heard of him or may sound familiar because of football, but this man is a neurologist. He's also a rogue scholar. You know, he went to Oxford. He also went to FSU. I mean, he's just that dude. He talks about the 2% way in his book. But so that's the book that I'm currently reading. You can actually implement the 2% way in your life. It's very inspirational. It's, man, if you need to get focused on anything that you need to do, please pick up the book. I'm not getting any proceeds from this, from telling you to read it. I'm just saying for personal advancement, if there's something in your life that you want to conquer, you want to get better at, yo, do it. And I'm not just telling you just to tell you. I'm telling you because I'm actually doing it right now. Like I had a goal in mind, and I was like, you know what? I really want to make health my priority. You know, I didn't really give it a timeline. I just said, you know what? I know I have a lot of things going on right now, but health has got to be number one. Otherwise, any of that other stuff, it really doesn't even matter. Because how are you supposed to do all these things if you're not even worried about your health? Health is number one. So, as you can see, I put up my little videos every day. And for all y'all trying to play me and say that I put water on my face in those videos, it's definitely not water. And if you're listening real closely, you'll see that I still have the tape playing while I'm, like, doing the video. So I am doing insanity, and yes, it is insane. I would not recommend that to someone who is not serious about working out, because the schedule is crazy. It's very hard to stick to. And that's just a small part of the problem, right? The major thing is it's hard. It's not a little bit hard, it's hard. So if you're not the type of person who likes to challenge yourself and just understand that you're not going to be able to do every single thing perfectly, but if you just like to understand that 2% way, like I was alluding to earlier, it's because you're going to get a little bit better every day as long as you push yourself harder a little bit every day. And trust me, I was sick, like, a week ago, and today, you know, this week I wasn't feeling all that great, and it's okay, because life is gonna give you a whole bunch of excuses to not do what you want to do, but at the end of the day, if you really want to do it, it's gonna get done. If there's a will, there's a way. Become inspired, be inspired. How? Just get up and do it. There's no secret. There's no, you know, I didn't wake up and just felt moved by the moment. I just did it. You know, and throughout that process, I've been motivated. I've been, you know, more inspired. And don't get me wrong, there's definitely a shout out to, you know, my friends on Facebook and different social media and things that have been doing some great work with their bodies for a minute now. And I think it's awesome that they post those videos, because it helps other people. And I know it helped me, you know, because eventually, you know, you're kind of like, you know what? When I get a chance, I'm definitely going to get back into working out. Like, not just talking about it, but actually making it a lifestyle change. You know, like, incorporating into my life and understanding, like, this is the way it needs to be. Not, you know, for any type of reason. Not because the summer's coming, or because obviously I started to do this late. So it has nothing to do with the year ending, summer coming, anything. it's just a personal decision that I decided to make. And, you know, I hope I inspire you to do the same thing like others have inspired me, you know, just sort of just paying it forward type of thing. That's why I do the videos. Otherwise, I could just kind of just do this on my own, because any of you who know me from the past, I've worked out like crazy on my own and got into like really good shape, you know, for different things that I wanted to do. But point is, if there's a will, there's a way. Don't say you can't do it. You don't have to do it all at once. It's not going to be overnight. But you implement the 2% way, I promise you, you'll start to see those results. And once you do, there's no turning back. And it's kind of hard to not want to work out, honestly, when you're talking about sports and doing sports. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. So after a while, you're kind of like, you know what? I understand why that guy sounds crazy after a game, you know, and why he's so winded, you know, because the oxygen didn't circulate all the way up to your brain yet. You know, when you're physically exhausted, it's kind of hard to sound intelligent. So, and if you work out, you know exactly what I mean. But unless you're just that fit, you know, if you're like on that Steph Curry level where you're able to be up to like, you know, 130, 140 pulse rate, and then there's like a timeout and you're able to bring your heart rate down to 50s, then obviously that doesn't apply to you. But anywho, I hope you enjoyed it. Remember to listen, like, and subscribe. 5th season coming up. You already know my message. Losses equals life lessons. I'm out. Peace.
This is The Ripple Effect with your girl, K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.